There are three kinds of famous people in my country. First, ascribed celebrities who are famous because of their lineage. This includes royalty and children with whose parents were also celebrities. Second, achieved celebrities who became famous because of their talents and skills in their particular field. These are generally actors and actresses, musical artists and sports stars. Third, attributed celebrities who became famous by attracting a lot of media attention or by being associated with multiple celebrities. Famous people of the past gained their recognition through their achievements. They were respected representatives of various fields. From science to theater, people actually had to do something incredible and magnificent to be famous and known around the world. Celebrities in our times are mostly famous for being famous. Their private lives and image they try to project is what matters. Their achievements are often secondary. I don't think so. Some people seem to get famous overnight with seemingly no talent whatsoever. The faces we see all over the media are people who don't actually do anything. They're personalities, socialites, and entertainers who do nothing but embarrass themselves until we can't forget their names. Besides, luck plays a way bigger role in success than most of us acknowledge. Yes, definitely. With the remarkable development of media, the personal life of a famous person is no longer personal. Every day, there are a bunch of news reporters and journalists waiting outside the homes of famous people. They take pictures of the things they do, the people they meet, anything that seems strange and unusual, and often the most ordinary things too, would make the next day's front page and headlines. It's annoying and has disturbed these people's normal life. Like Britney Spears, he once couldn't stand the harassment of those paparazzis, she shaved her head.